It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Too, if you want to jump in and comment on what we heard from Chris Ronayan, county executive here in Cuyahoga County. Daryl, I thought, like, again, we only had so much time, but I know we tried to do the best we could. I just think, because I asked him at the very end there about the possibility of the Haslams considering, you know, because their big thing's always been, we're not taking the Browns out of Northeast Ohio.
Right.
But if Cuyahoga County is going to sort of, you know, put the boots to them and tell them they only have one option, then would they consider moving to a different county and staying in Northeast Ohio that way? The thing with the Haslams, and I've said this, like, they deserve a lot of credit for not once. They have never once, you know, even teased, like, oh, well, San Antonio, they could use a football. You know what I mean? They've never
Well, they can't.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they've never even made that a thing. They've never said that was their intention. They very much have made it clear, like, they want to invest in Northeast Ohio and they want to make this a thing.
Yeah.
I think, like, he didn't really, you know, he said he doesn't think that's the Haslam's intention, and I understand that. But at the same time, like, if the county and the city and all these entities tell him, like, well, we're not willing to help you, he's going to go get the money somewhere, you know?
Yeah, well, I call it the war of words because that's really what it is, right? And the city, while they were down in West Virginia, it was the last Thursday they were in West Virginia. I forget everything just blurs together, so I don't remember what
date. When you're in West Virginia, it all blurs together.
Yeah, what date on the calendar it was, but it was Thursday afternoon. City releases their final offer that was very easy to refuse. And then obviously the Haslams have to respond in a public fashion to that, right?
Today is the deadline for that, supposedly.
Right. And then yesterday, the county, Chris Ronayan, and the county published the letter that they also sent to the Haslams. And so then the Haslams have to respond to that publicly, right? And they have been trying to do this behind closed doors. And what I mean by that, not so much from like a public discourse thing, but they've been trying not to negotiate through us or through the media and all that kind of stuff. And to your point, they're not holding a gun to anybody's head. They're two very, in my view, I think they're very good. I think one's better than the other, and that's Brook Park. I've been very candid about that, and I've explained my reasoning behind it. But they're two very good proposals. Because of the dollars involved, we should have these discussions. They should be open. They should be honest. Some feelings get hurt along the way. But at the same time, everyone wants the same thing, and that is the Browns to be here, the Browns to be successful, the Browns to be able to recruit more and more bigger events to this region. I wrote this morning about just imagining what David Griffin can do at the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and Destination Cleveland with a dome facility with a bunch of hotels around it and restaurants and all that. We're out of all-star games. We can't, Major League Baseball and the NBA aren't coming back for a few decades, okay? So what's next? Well, you could get the college football playoff, the Big Ten championship. You could get in the rotation for the college football championship game. You can get in the rotation for Final Fours. Like, I'm thinking in terms of, because I've seen what Indianapolis did with Lucas Oil Stadium and how they connected it to their convention center. Well, that was a sin that should have been done in 99. They should have, at that time, found a way to connect that stadium to the convention center and really, create, and they didn't do it. They blew it because everyone at the time, the politicians were trying to save their backsides getting this football team, or I should say this franchise, in a new stadium and back on the field as quickly as possible instead of taking the time to really thoughtfully plan out a facility. No football team was consulted on that stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why Progressive Field works, the reason why Rock and Mortgage Field House works is because both the Cavaliers and Guardians, the then Indians at the time, were consulting on the planning and the design and this is what we need and this is, operationally and whatnot. Those buildings became obsolete after almost 30 years and they've been, new life has been breathed into them. I'm not convinced you can do the same thing to the existing stadium that you can do with what you were able to do with Progressive Field and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But I get where Chris Ronayan's coming from. I understand it. I don't necessarily agree wholeheartedly with him.
Yeah.
But I understand where they're coming from. And the Browns.
I mean, I to your point, like, I get where he's coming from, and like, we have the existing foundation here, so we're going to keep investing in it. But I also just think, and that's why I asked him the question about, like, how did they deem reinvesting tax dollars in a stadium that's falling apart and is only going to get worse, and you're going to have to renovate it again. How is that more financially responsible than building something new that brings in all kinds of new opportunities, jobs, revenue for the county? Like, that's the thing. That's the big disconnect for me.
Yeah.
And I understand what you said earlier. Like, if the math isn't mathing for them, if they don't believe that the Haslam's plan of, like, well, we're going to make all this money back with these things, and they're like, we don't really think it's going to be as much as you think, I get that that's something they have to think about. But at the same time, you're still putting something in Northeast Ohio that we've never seen.
Right.
That is it's a land of opportunity there. And I hate that people bring up, like, well, there's nothing in Brook Park. There will be something in Brook
Park.
There's
an airport across the street with no hotels, no restaurants, no entertainment.
And this is the other thing that frustrates me, Daryl. Like, it just feels like there's so much, like, legacy, like, for both sides that's part of the problem here. Like, I feel like the city is very much like, we don't want to be the entity or the regime that loses the Browns again. And on the other side,
but you're
it's
not
like,
losing the Browns.
Well, that's
again.
What I'm. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't want to be the ones that lose the Browns from downtown. And I think the Haslams don't want to be like the people who are like, we're taking the Browns from you. And it's like, your legacies don't have to be defined by this. We can all meet in the middle and understand, like, the Browns are still playing in Cuyahoga County. They're 15 minutes away. Other teams have this. This is not the same as, you know, 1995 when the team closed up shop and moved to Baltimore. Like, they're moving down the street. It doesn't have to be your legacy. And then from that, like, the Haslam's legacy can become, look what we built for you, this great cathedral to play football and all the stuff that surrounds it. And the city's legacy can be, we can finally develop the lakefront with something meaningful for people.
Right.
Like, that's the thing that gets me, is like, everyone keeps talking about, well, this is the way it's always been, and this is tradition, and this is what we want to see because it matters.
You know what?
I hate that the fans are becoming like this talking point. It's just disingenuous. You're like, well, the fans really, this is what the fans want. This is what makes the fans passionate. And then on the other side, you're just like doing what you think is best. Like, if the fans are all on board with that, it's just frustrating. Like,
this is the way it's always
nobody
been.
Has to be defined by this. Well, they can be, but it can be in a positive way. It doesn't have to be like a negative thing that you're defined by.
You know what the worst part of this region is, and I love it here, is the thinking of, well, this is the way it's always been. It's the Achilles heel. It stops so much progress and the lack of forward thinking. That's why I asked him about, okay, fine. You know, it's clear the Browns want a new stadium. And if you renovate the existing, you're not getting college football playoff, all those things I mentioned. You're not getting any of that. You know what you're going to get? What you have now.
Three decades for an All-Star game to come back.
You're going to get what you have now as far as the count. You get the occasional concert, occasional soccer match. You know, Browns will play their 8 to 10 games a year, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Except for the stadium, it'll be nicer. And that's where I think you missed the boat. Yeah. If you're going to spend that kind of money, you might as well go all in. And fine, okay, if you don't like the Brook Park location, I'll hear that argument. Then give me a spot downtown that works.
Yeah.
Give me something that works, that's accessible.
And it's frustrating that in the letter that the Haslams put out, there was some rhetoric on how they looked at other options. But they didn't have the time to, like, really vet them and, like, figure out.
Well, that's they vetted multiple sites. They did soil testing at multiple sites. They've done engineering studies.
What I was going to say was, if they didn't have time,
they've been working on this since 2016, 2017.
There you go.
And they had just sunk $100 million into the existing stadium of their own money.
Yeah. It just frustrates me that, like, so much of this feels like it's ego-driven, where it's like, we don't want to do this because, you know, it's tradition and we don't want our legacy to be tainted by this. But it's like, think big picture of what the legacy becomes if you build this facility. Like, so much more opportunity for the area, jobs, tax revenue, all that.
That's what Cleveland ought to do, though. All right, fine. You know what? You're not sold on the renovation of the existing stadium. Here's where we can put a new one for you. That's what Cleveland should do next.
Yeah.
That's the next move. If Brook Park isn't workable or whatever.
Find us a venue or find us a space.
Find me 150 acres in downtown Cleveland that we can plop Brook Park's dome into, and let's have a conversation.
Because like I said, you give them no other options, that's when they maybe do start sniffing around in Stark County or something like that. Yeah. You never know. 216-474-9922. We'll certainly get to your calls on this in a little bit. But when we get back from a break, we have the 5-5 reflected on some of the comments we heard from today, both from the Browns side of things and also from Chris Ronayne. Daryl's going to jump back on with us at 5:20 to recap a little bit of what we saw today. Deshaun playing in that third preseason game and some other ancillary things that I got to ask him. So keep it locked. Plenty more to come. It's Spencer German with you. Afternoon Drive here on The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.